Welcome to the second episode of Her On Air. Today we're very excited to be joined by two sisters, Sarah and Lauren, who are the founders of By Sarah London. By Sarah London is the only UK skincare collection that lists the full ingredients on the front of their label, making it easy to know exactly what you're putting on your skin. So I'm very excited to be speaking to you both. Welcome, Sarah and Lauren. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, Victoria.
A total pleasure. So let's start right at the beginning. Lauren, perhaps you could tell us a bit about your story, and then Sarah, you could come on to a bit about the brand and why you founded that too.
Yeah, of course. So over 8 years ago now, I was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of leukemia. And overnight, I was hospitalized and kept in protective isolation for weeks at a time. So I couldn't even leave my hospital room. So very quickly, life turned upside down for me. Happy to say that after months of a very intense treatment of chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and then a stem cell transplant where my sister Sarah was my donor, I did make a full recovery. But going through that very intense treatment, my skin was really, really ravaged. It was extremely sensitive and very fragile coming through that process. And it would just shed, like completely, you know, shed, fall away from me. And I really turned to Sarah as my sister and my best friend to say, help, what should I be doing here? How should I care for my skin? And it was really at that point that Sarah took her childhood hobby of making skincare really a lot more seriously at that point, and started to create the most beautiful blends at home, which are today bottled as By Sarah London, and really helped to soothe and restore my skin and give me a lot more confidence that I was using the very best quality ingredients to help with my recovery. And more than that as well, going through the process of a very intense treatment, I had to be very aware of what I was eating. And I was at the time known as neutropenic. I had a very low immune system, and I had to be aware of the foods I was eating and also aware of the toxic load that can come with foods that are not necessarily organic. And so this level of understanding and transparency is it became a way of life for me at that time. And it's something that we've brought across into By Sarah London with, as you mentioned, Victoria, the upfront labelling and just that radical level of transparency across our full collection with a full ingredient list on the front label. So you know exactly what you're giving your skin, you know exactly how you're caring for your skin. And that's a really empowering feeling that we hope others can now experience through our skincare.
That's fascinating, Lauren. And when you were going through treatment, were you kind of trialing lots of different, I mean, high street products through to high end products, and kind of was Sarah behind the scenes testing what worked better for your skin, what perhaps irritated it? Was it a bit of trial and error when Sarah was really early stage developing the products?
Well, after those many, many months of treatment, I was very, very poorly. I was not well at all. And I really had to turn and lean on Sarah to really guide me, because I was pretty confused. And many natural and even organic skincare ranges back then, over 8 years ago, it wasn't clear to me what I should be using or if they were that good for me. So it was really turning to Sarah, and she worked, I maybe turn to Sarah now and let you jump in with your experience.
Yeah, well, it was, as Lauren says, I can recall that there were some products that we were purchasing that may have contained fragrance, alcohol, or essential oils, and Lauren's skin was just so sensitive and just couldn't tolerate those products. And I would spend so many hours and so many weekends visiting health food stores and trying to find natural and organic alternatives to the very synthetic laden skincare at the time, to offer Lauren an alternative, and we just couldn't find anything that we were really satisfied with. And I was working in the industry at the time, so I was working for some of the large beauty brands such as L'Oreal and Estee Lauder in a corporate capacity, and so had a very intimate knowledge of the industry, of supply chains, of ingredients. But as Lauren said at the beginning, I had this childhood hobby of skincare, and really it was seeing Lauren's skin change and seeing how fragile her skin was that led me to getting to the kitchen table and starting to formulate with plant oils. And what we could see was that these beautiful certified organic cold pressed plant oils had such a transformative effect on the skin. And it really wasn't a conversation that was being had at the time. There was some momentum around plant-based food with the likes of Deliciously Ella and the Hemsley sisters launching their blogs, but plant-based skincare was really something that people I think were still discovering, and we certainly found that there were some really incredible benefits to plant-based skincare as an alternative to the typically very synthetic laden skincare, and they worked.
It's amazing. And in terms of when you transitioned from obviously testing on Lauren, you know, thankfully getting better, when did that for you turn from a kind of, you know, helping your sister through what must be some of the darkest days you've ever had into a kind of brand? It was there a moment where you thought, do you know what, we've solved a problem for the skincare industry generally, for people that are going through treatments, through to people that are interested in sustainability and, you know, a plant-based lifestyle? Was there a kind of aha moment where it turned from not just a passion project but really into a fully fledged business that it is today?
Do you know, it evolved actually very naturally. It very much started at the kitchen table just for Lauren. And then it really started to spread through friends and family. So I developed bespoke formulations for certain skin types, whether they were acne prone or eczema prone or just very sensitive skin. And through my corporate career, I had a lot of opportunity to travel. I was self-studying in the evenings and at weekends, researching ingredients, sourcing, and it was just happening behind the scenes, and it was just happening and growing very organically, excuse the pun. And it really then, I suppose, if we fast forward to November 2017, when we did Launches by Sarah, that was at a point where certainly Lauren's circumstances and my own circumstances, the stars aligned, and there was an opportunity for us both to make a slightly different turn in our careers.
A big change. We quit the day job. We left the corporate world and we went out and branched out by ourselves, which was probably one of the biggest decisions we've had to make. Mm. But it has certainly been one of the best, if not the best. Mm. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun since then.
I'm sure. I come from the corporate world too, so I know what a big kind of, you know, jump it is to take. But actually, I'm sure, like you, you probably never look back in terms of how far and how much you've been able to achieve in what is a relatively short space of time. And I know, Sarah, obviously your background was in the kind of health and beauty industry, and skincare, something you obviously knew a lot about, as well as it being a passion. Did you guys think 8 years ago to 2017 that there was a massive gap in the market for clean beauty? Was there a trend perhaps coming out of, the States that everyone was picking up on? Did you see that there was a gap in the market at 8 years ago?
Yeah, you're right. Certainly within the US and even Australia, there was a big, big movement. And there was a lot of people beginning to question ingredient labels. And it started to stem from food. And I think as people started to question the food that they were eating, they were also starting to think, well, hang on a second, what am I actually putting on my skin? What products do I actually have in my bathroom cabinet? And so certainly it's you could see at that time within those countries there was a big movement linked to this movement of plant-based food. But we could also see that there were people that were struggling with either very sensitive skin or problematic skin, whether that be acne, eczema, where the skin's natural barrier had been compromised, and they were just looking for really gentle but highly efficacious skincare that was an alternative that they would understand. And certainly, you know, in the very early days of launching Bicera in 2017, a lot of the feedback was around this sense of empowerment, as Laura mentioned, but also this sense of comfort in knowing exactly how they were caring for their skin, which previously it just felt so confusing and so overwhelming.
Sure. I mean, it's such a minefield to navigate, isn't it, in terms of an industry where the beauty industry is worth billions and billions of pounds in the UK. And there are so many products, and sometimes it's hard to have, a really clear brand proposition, as you both do. In terms of, we ask all of our guests three words to describe the brand and why. And what would you say in terms of what makes Bicera unique?
I think for us, it must be honesty, starting with how Bicera came to be in the first place. I think our brand story is pretty unique, and that will always be at the core and always root us in the direction that we take the brand going forward. So I would say leading with honesty. And then I would say effective, picking up on what Sarah was just saying, the efficacy of the plant oils that we use. There's a lot of science now and data behind how the molecular structure of the organic plant oils we use is so similar to our own skin that they're recognized by the skin, absorbed, and really provide a lot of benefit in terms of vitamins and minerals and omegas. So the efficacy of plant-based skincare is really apparent. And then the final word I would say for us is innovative. We've launched a couple of new products recently, and they're using ingredients which are a UK skincare first. So one of them is upcycled hemp seeds. So hemp that's grown in the UK, and seeds that would be used for food or beverage, that would otherwise go to waste if they don't fit the criteria for those industries. They are actually collected, and rather than being sent to landfill and being sent as waste, they're actually separated and reprocessed into the oils that we use in our new hemp-infused blemish recovery oils. So there's always a lot of innovation in beauty, and we love looking for innovation in that sustainability space. I think that's really exciting for us.
I couldn't agree more. And when I saw you launch your raspberry seed cleansing oil, I thought that's a perfect example of what's going to waste. And you know, as a consumer, I was like, raspberry seed, how fascinating. How can that be good for my skin? And you guys are definitely at the forefront of, I guess, trialing lots of different plant-based products and their impact on skin.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think what's really cool with upcycled ingredients is they actually get better because of the way that they are collected and stored. The actives that are inside those ingredients actually concentrates over time. So you're really getting a really powerful ingredient. And actually the raspberry seed that you mentioned, because of this process of it concentrating, it actually has 20% more vitamin E than standard raspberry seed oil. So it's not just better for the environment, but it's actually better for your skin as well, which is really cool.
And great news for those using and buying your products. At the beginning of this podcast, we talked a bit about how you publish the full ingredient list at the front of every label. I also know that the whole collection is plant-based. And also you guys, I remember when I first ever met you, you were telling me about how you repurpose grape skin, I think it's right, for your packaging. And I thought, gosh, these girls are so bright. They know exactly what they're doing. And coming onto your point of innovation, I really was amazed at the innovation that the two of you and your team have. Packaging is a huge problem across the industry, and even the most sustainable, amazing brands in the world struggle to get it right. Could you talk us through a bit about how you package your products and why?
Yeah, and you're right, it is really tricky, particularly within beauty and cosmetics, because it's about trying to find ways to ensure that there's still functionality, but also that it is going to be sustainable and we're really reducing waste. And certainly some of the ways that we're doing that is around packaging. So we use amber glass, whether they're bottles or jars, and of course glass is infinitely recyclable, so it's the best material. We also use aluminium caps, which again can be recycled. So you have a product that after use can be fully recycled. There's not many products you can find that you can do that with. The other thing that we do with Bycera is we take a very curated approach to skincare. So rather than encouraging, say, a 10-15 step routine as part of your everyday skincare routine, we're really, really encouraging you to take a much more mindful approach so that you're not overwhelmed with so many different products and actually you're freed of all the excess. So what that means is that you really are having a very positive environmental impact when you make your purchase of Bycera, because you don't end up with so many different types of products, often products that we actually don't end up finishing or just sort of sit at the back of the bathroom cabinet. So it's sort of twofold. You know, it is certainly packaging that's incredibly important, and we continue to find ways in which we can find where there is new emerging innovation and how we can continue to house our new products. And you're right that last year we found this amazing grape seed paper, which was from the upcycled grape seeds. And that was part of our Christmas packaging. And we're thinking about some really exciting packaging solutions for this year as well. But then, as I say, it is also about taking a very curated and a mindful approach to what we are purchasing and what products we do use on a day-to-day basis.
The packaging is so clever. I'm definitely going to look into that. So let's talk a bit about the fact that you're sisters. I have a sibling myself, and I'm not sure how we would work together. And I'm sure, like any founders, there are highs, there are lows. What are the best things about working together? And are there ever any challenges that you're willing to disclose?
I think it's really a lucky coincidence that we're exceptionally close and we are sisters and best friends. But we're also very different as well. So we are that left brain, right brain, happy marriage, thank goodness. And I think we're very close in age as well. So growing up, we were always playing together, making things at home. So really what we're doing now is an extension of what we've been doing since we were children, which I guess for us makes it very natural. We know each other's weaknesses and strengths and blind spots. And we know how to, you know, pick the other one up if the other one's having a bad day. So I think it's extremely helpful that we know each other so well, and definitely running a business, as you'll know, Victoria, it takes so much energy and it's extremely demanding. So having each other to really support one another and raise each other up is really critical. And it's lucky that we have each other. It really is.
Yeah, I guess it's your support network more than anything else.
Exactly.
Since you guys launched back in 2017, what would you say are the kind of two or three most pivotal moments in your journey? Was it a breakthrough on a packaging or a product or something that a customer said? What are the kind of key moments in your journey over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think for me, it would be, I can remember we were about 4 months old and our organic facial oil won the best facial oil in an awards that's known as the Beauty Shortlist. So it's a very reputable industry award. And this particular product, the organic facial oil, has now won this particular award 3 years consecutively, which still is a real, you know, sort of pinch myself moment. But I think that really was a bit of a standout moment in seeing the industry recognise this unique blend that originally I'd formulated to help Lauren's skin. I think that's something that really stands out for me.
I think for me, it would be our community, our Bycera community. When we launched the business, we had no idea that anyone would love it as much as we do, and beyond, you know, our friends and family to start with. So to have a whole community of people that absolutely love the products, love the mission, and want to be part of our community is just a really wonderful feeling. And coming from a corporate background, it's not something you always experience. So I'm just really bowled over all the time by the emails we receive, the heartfelt reviews we receive, the DMs. It's really quite powerful and quite moving. I do try and catch myself, you know, if I'm feeling you know, things aren't quite going the way I want them to go on a particular day, just to read one of those reviews or see the kind comments we get, it's very heartwarming for sure.
And on your community, who is the kind of typical Buy Sarah customer? I'm conscious it probably ranges, but is it, Lauren, people that have heard your story and are perhaps going through treatment? Is it kind of millennials that really care about the organic and the plant-based side of things? Or who is the kind of target customer? I know it's a product for everyone, but is there a certain segment that really engages more than anyone else?
It's interesting because we do have a really varied demographic, and it's worldwide as well. You know, it's so exciting that people in Australia have heard about us, or the US or Germany, and they're buying the Buy Sarah, which, you know, is just mind blowing. It's awesome. I think for us, definitely the authenticity of what we're doing and the honesty that we spoke about earlier, that really does connect with a lot of people, particularly if you've had sensitive skin, irrespective of whether you've had, you know, a cancer treatment or just generally you've struggled with your skin. Knowing that you're coming to a brand that has come from such an authentic place, I think you can really connect on quite a strong personal level with that brand. So people that have had these experiences, they find a lot of solace with us. And then, as you say as well, those that are really conscious of the sustainability credentials, our products are registered with the Vegan Society, and we're cruelty-free as well, registered. That's really important, particularly to the younger generation that are so aware of their impact on the planet and so aware of trying to do the right thing and looking for brands that really marry with their interests and their mission. So those are the two main groups, if you like.
I think that your WhatsApp group is incredibly clever too. We launched WhatsApp chat as a business, as a kind of, you know, idea and a pivot in lockdown. And I saw that you're running a kind of community-led WhatsApp group as well. And I just thought when I saw it on LinkedIn, that is so clever. And your high-touch customer service, the fact that you are both replying to DMs, I feel like in 2020 and in a post-COVID world, people want that interaction with the founders more than ever before. And you guys, I personally think, are the best in the business in terms of championing that. So
it's so kind. Thank you.
And moving on, I'm conscious that kind of clean beauty, clean eating, sustainability as a concept is a journey for a lot of people. And although it's had kind of huge press around how we should all be eating better and putting better things on our skin, it's a long process, and sometimes it's quite difficult to know where to start. For someone who's looking to transition from a high street skincare brand or even a luxury skincare brand into something that's a bit cleaner, where they know kind of what they're putting on their skin, what are the simple swaps that someone listening to this could make tomorrow?
I think I'll start with one that Sarah shared with me, you know, many years ago, which was ditch the face wipes. You don't want to be using face wipes on your skin, not just for the sustainability reasons, but also they are so drying on your skin. So if I could encourage anyone to make one swap, it would be ditch the face wipes and try our new cleansing oil. It's a really beautiful way to really easily cleanse your skin. And we have a plant-based emulsifier in there, which is very clever. So you apply the oil directly to your skin over makeup, SPF, sweat, daily impurities, the lot. And then you rinse your hands under some warm water, and the emulsifier turns the oil into a milky cleanser. And then with just one swipe, all of your daily grime, makeup, everything is removed. I absolutely love the feeling of it. I love how easily my makeup and daily impurities are removed. So that would be my top switch. What about you, Sarah?
I think for me, it's ditch the moisturizer.
Yeah.
Go for a really lovely, hydrating, nourishing facial oil, which, again, the organic facial oil was the first blend that I developed for Lauren. But there are so many benefits to enjoying plant oils, particularly as a daily facial oil. And our organic facial, it's rather unique because it has a blend of what's known as both linoleic and oleic essential fatty acids. So essentially, it's just providing your skin with really lovely plant oils that are going to help the skin retain moisture, support the formation of new skin cells. And really, you know, you'll find that a blend like the Bycera Organic Facial Oil really does provide such long-lasting nourishment and hydration, and particularly supports the health of your skin over the long term. And because it's not being diluted with any water or even any unnecessary fillers or synthetics, you benefit from each and every drop. So I say facial oil over moisturizer.
I couldn't agree more on the facial oil. You converted me the moment you told me that, and I have never looked back. In terms of one Bycera product that you would have forevermore and you can't leave home without, I know it's probably an impossible task, but which would be the one that you would say, if someone was starting their kind of clean beauty journey, should be their first purchase or first thing that they look up after this podcast?
I think it's got to be our organic skin balm. It's such a fantastic multitasking balm. It's a little 15ml jar, glass jar. You can use it to soften your lips. You can use it to soften your hands. We're all washing our hands so much at the moment, so it's a really great balm to use. You can use it to tame wild eyebrows. It just goes such a long way, and it has so many wonderful uses. You can keep it on your bedside, keep it in your gym bag, keep it in your handbag, on your desk. So that, for me, it is a really great, really beautiful product. So that's the organic skin balm.
Fabulous. I'll be adding the link to this podcast for everyone listening. And finally, to you both, what does success look like on, I guess, a personal level of you both being sisters working, you know, together all day, every day, and on a professional level? Is there a kind of goal that you have for Bycera longer term?
I think for me that the real fulfillment comes from the help that we're able to provide people with every day. And I think for me, in, you know, there was such a sense of joy when I started to formulate for Lauren, and I could see how much the blends were helping her skin. And fast forward to today, it is so incredibly rewarding to see that these same blends are now enjoyed by so many more people. And of course, skincare is incredibly personal, and you know, to hear how one of our skincare blends has helped someone's self-esteem and even their mental health, mm-hmm. for me, is a real measure of success. And you know, a great feeling to know that, you know, really making a difference in a small way, but making a difference in someone's life.
I think I would echo all of that and underline and highlight that. And then just for me, on a personal level, it took a really long time for me to come to terms with the cancer treatment and the journey that I had to go through. So now coming through that experience and coming out the other side, I really love connecting with people and sharing my story and seeing how that really does help others. That's a very powerful feeling for me. So just on a personal note, that's what I love that we're able to achieve now through Bycera.
Well, I, as you both know, think that you are both fabulous and your products are incredible. I was once told that you should never put anything on your skin that you wouldn't put in your mouth and eat. And although I probably wouldn't kind of opt to drink liters of any kind of beauty product, I can vouch for how incredible your products are and the brand story, and you both are phenomenal. So I want to wish you every success, and thank you so much for joining us for the second episode of Her On Air.
Thank you so much for having us.
We've loved it.
Thank you.